Karabakh, Muromsku. Karabakh is the fatherland of Azerbaijani poetry and music. It is a part of the Azerbaijan Republic. It is a land of miraculous and picturesque nature, as well as the richest spiritual and cultural traditions. Karabakh is the native land of great many outstanding Azerbaijani scientists, poets, writers, artists, and musicians. Great Azerbaijani composer Uzair Hajibev, remarkable singers Bulbul and Rashid Behbudov, Maestro Niazi, representatives of Azerbaijani professional composer school Fikret Amirov, Sultan Hajibev, Suleyman Eliskerov, Ashraf Abbasov, and many others nurtured their talents and blessed Karabakh land. Shusha city is a historical and cultural center of Karabakh. It takes specific place in Azerbaijani musical culture. The city was built in the middle of the 18th century. It invariably attracted attention of progressive public due to its economic development, geographical location, and fascinating nature. At the start of the 19th century, Shusha had already become a center of musical Azerbaijan. The forming of Karabakh Muhammad School started exactly that period and later, at the second half of the 19th and early 20th century, achieved its culmination. Karabakh School is a school of traditional music culture, was developed around individual masters handing down traditions of their professional creative work. Famous representatives of Karabakh Muhammad School were Shusha Bulbul. Their life and creation were closely connected with the city. There are such folk proverbs as, if one cannot sing, he is not Shusha born, and even babies cry to the accompaniment of Mugham singing in Shusha. It is typical that they called Shusha as Conservatory of Caucasus. All Hanende singers, learning a sense of Mugham's skill and perceiving its secrets in Shusha, as well as players on folk instruments, perform their creative activity at every corner of Azerbaijan and even along the Caucasus. Fame of Karabakh musicians overstepped Azerbaijani borders. They granted ponderable contribution into Azerbaijani music treasury, defended existing century-old musician tradition. Their mugham, songs, and techniques became popular very rapidly. These musicians were beloved among the folk. They were famous for their rare voices and unusual performing manner. Mugham, as professional music of oral traditions, requires performers to demonstrate profound knowledge and skills, to perform melody colored by ornament and enlistments, to know specific turns that are the essence of each mugham section, as well as transition from one part of mugham to another. It is necessary to receive a great schooling to study it all. It is mandatory condition to master mugham art. It is memorable that the first music schools where they taught mughams appeared in Shusha in the middle of the 19th century. Famous in Shusha connoisseur of mugham Harat Gulu was the first who opened such school. He chose talented children with good voices from the region and taught them basics of Eastern poetry and music, as well as to sing mughams and techniques. He paid special attention to the purity of voice and correct singing of the staff. However, Harat Gulu school basically served religion because he prepared children to participate in devotions. Despite all this, the school played a significant role in upbringing of many singers, which later took important place in Azerbaijani music culture. Such singers as Haji Husu, Abdul Bahu Zulalov, Jabbar Garyavdi, tar player Mirza Sadiq Azad all were alumni of this school. After Harat Gulu's death, Kerr, Blind, Halifa, and Molla Ibrahim continued his work. Mugham singers who mastered all rules to sing mughams and best traditions of their predecessor, carefully protected these traditions, developed and enriched them, and then transmitted to the future generation. Thus, they created their own style of singing, own traditions, own performing schools, and had own adherents. That time, mughams were performed mainly at weddings and banquets. However, starting from the second half of the 19th century, new tradition had appeared. It was a tradition to arrange poetic and musician majlis. majlises, music assemblies of meetings of poets and musicians. Wonderful Azerbaijani poetess Khurshid Banu Natavan arranged such assemblies called Meclisi Unz. An outstanding scientist, artist and musicianist, Mir Mevsim Navad, arranged such assemblies called Meclisi Faramushan. Meclises cardinally differed from wedding parties. They carried on interesting talks on literature and painting and discussed aesthetic problems of poetry, music and muham mastery. Muham destakh were improving and enriching with new sections. New tasnifs and ranks were created. Performers of such muhams as Rast, Shur, Mahur, Seygah, Chahargah, Bayati Shiraz and Bayati Isfahan often continued up to 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes several singers performed one and the same muham, and connoisseurs assisted them, expressed their opinions, criticized and corrected mistakes. That is why each singer and instrumentalist constantly aimed to improve his mastery. Young singers often appeared at such assemblies. It was an examination for them. Those who could pass it and receive favorable reviews were ready for self-contained creative life. Music assemblies were of great importance in the development of Mugham art. In addition, they also became the school of mastery for Mugham performers. Music instruments started improving in the middle of the 19th century as well. That time, Iranian tar was the main instrument accompanying for singers. It was kept on the lap. Tar player Mirza Shadiq Asad, in public lovingly called Sadiq Jan, reconstructed this tar and factually created new instrument, Azerbaijani tar. It was 11-stringed and 17-stepped instrument. They played this tar clasping it to one's bosom. As a result, this tar obtained new sounding and new performance techniques appeared. Azerbaijani tar took the leading place in Mugham performance as both soloing and accompanying instrument. Mirza Sadiq Azad created his own school. Tar players Gurban Pirimov and Meshedi Zeynal were his students and inheritors. They brought up many generations of players at folk instruments. We should note the following singers who created their own schools. There are Haji Husi, Abdulbahi Zulalov, Jabbar Garyaglioğlu, Şehit Şuşinski, Zülfi Adigizalov, İslam Abdullayev, Han Şuşinski, Sara Gadimova, Arif Babayev, Sabir Mirzayev. Tar players are the following: Ramiz Guliyev, Oktay Guliyev and Mansur Ibrahimov. Muhams reached us as professional music of oral tradition. Maybe it is a hidden secret of this genre immorality. Each performer expressed his individual creative features. They performed muhams according to their peculiar distinctive style, adding new nuances, details, grace notes, melodic tunes, and etc. At the same time, they based on strict rules. All this gradually applied into performance practice, making expressiveness reserves of muham art. So muham's development progressed. There appeared new muham sections, new muham variants, destakh, muhams of small forms, zerbi muhams, etc. We could see it in creative works of Garabakh school's representatives. Garabakh Performance School had original features. Knowledge of all muham's rules and perfect possession of singing technique were mandatory. Singers were required to have clear, mellifluous voice of great compass and skills to sing fluently in upper and low registers. We should note that Jabbar Garyaglioğlu had the greatest compass, 2.5 octaves among singers of a period under review. He had lyrical dramatic tenor. It is interesting that Bulbul preferred him, comparing his voice with one of Karuz's. Mastery of Garabakh singers contained manner of their singing, their creative ideas, unique performance technique, improvisation skills with terrific grace notes, zengulev, etc. Repertoire of Garabakh singers was broad. They performed all classic muhams destaks: Rast, Shur, Mahur, Seygah, Humayun, Bayati Shiraz, Chahargah, Zerbi muhams, Eirati, Garabakh Shikestesi, Osmani, Mansuriye, and others. Representatives of Baku and Shemaha schools performed the same muhams. However, We should note that Mohammed of Karabakh performers differed by content and ample quantity of sections. Ranks, tasnifs, and changes among sections were different as well. It should be interesting to note singers that became famous for performance of only one Mugham. Public used their names next to Mugham's name, for instance, Seygah Islam or Zabul Ghasim. Thus, singer Islam Abdullayev, with his original performance, created the glaring variant of Mugham Seygah. He left as the best singer of this Mugham in folk's memory. It is known that Jabbar Garyagdioglu won everybody over singing the Mugham Mahur and Zerb Mugham Eirati, Seyit Shushinsky by Chahargah and Zulfi Adagizalov by Rast, etc. Karabakh singers paid great attention to Mugham's poetic texts. They specially emphasized interrelation between words and music. They selected texts appropriate to music by spirit and mood. As a rule, they used ghazalis, poems of classic Eastern poets written in Persian, for example, poems of Hafiz and Saadi. They constantly changed traditional Persian language for Azerbaijan one in those poetic texts which were Karabakh singers selected for Mugham improvisations. They widely introduced ghazalis of Azerbaijani poets as well, Fizuli, Vagif, Natavan, Seyid Azim Shirvani, and others. It also assisted to make Mugham genre more democratic. Speaking on creative works of Karabakh singers, one wants to note one feature more. It is composition of own tasnifs and songs, sometimes of own texts. Thus, Jabbar Garyagdioglu and Hans Shushinsky created songs beloved among the public. For instance, we could mention songs Iravanda Hal Galmadı, author Jabbar Garyagdioglu, and Shushanın Dağları, author Hans Shushinsky. There were also many singers who possessed composer talent. Activity area of singers broadened at the late 19th century. This period Mugham started to sound in the theaters and concert halls. Singers performing Mughams and tasnifs, accompanied by instrumental ensembles, started to perform in intervals between theater performances, firstly in Tiflis and then in Shusha. It was of a great success. First music performances appeared within this period. In 1897, Abdurrahim Akverdiev, famous writer, that time a student of St. Petersburg University, guided performance of musical scene called Mecnun at Leyli's tomb. It was performance in costumes for the text of the final part of Leyli and Mecnun poem, great Azerbaijani poet Fizuli. Famous singers Jabbar Garyagdioglu and Ahmet Agdamski played roles in this performance. Instrumental trio headed by Mirza Sadik Asadoglu accompanied their singing. This music performance was made with delight. It was a notable event in music life of not only Azerbaijan, but also for the whole Transcaucasus. It became blessed ground to create music theater in Azerbaijan. Uzair Hajibeyev, basing of these performers, seen in his childhood in 1908, created the first Azerbaijani Mugham opera, Leyli and Mecnun, poem of great Azerbaijani poet Fizuli, 1908. Opera Leyli and Mecnun was the first opera in the East. After performance of above music scene, Akverdiev arranged Eastern concerts. First concert was arranged in Shusha, 1901, and then in Baku, 1902. Outstanding representatives of Karabakh school such as Jabbar Garyagdioglu, Keçeci Oğlu Muhammad, Meşadi Farzaliyev, and others successfully participated in these concerts. Tar player Gurban Pirimov and Kemancha player Sasha Aganizashvili accompanied them. They performed Mugham and tasnifs at these concerts. Famous Karabakh ashiks were invited for performers. Eastern concerts played important role in Mugham entering into concert stage. They assisted in upbringing of high aesthetic taste of listeners. Music life rapidly developed in Baku in the early 20th century. This city became the first one among Azerbaijani cultural centers. Outstanding cultural figures, including some Karabakh musicians, started coming here. They continued their activity in Baku. However, they always were connected spiritually with Karabakh and Shushan, their native land. They continued transmitting their knowledge to young musicians. New generation of Mohom performers grew and formed in Karabakh. State music schools, special and high music institutions have been opened in Baku in the middle of the 20th century. This time, Mohom singers increased their teaching activity. They continued upbringing of professional musicians, firstly in Eastern Conservatoire, then at Baku Musical College, and later in Baku Music Academy. At the moment, they teach classic Mohom art in the National Conservatoire and University of Culture and Arts. The other area of folk professional singers was a theater and concert hall. Many of them being soloists at the opera and ballet theater, participate in Mohom operas of Azerbaijani composers and for wide audience of TV and radio. Parallel with this, Mohom singers often perform on tours. Concerts of folk professional performers, including Karabakh ones, were successfully performed in big cities of Europe, Russia and Middle East. Speaking about development of Mohom art, we should note gramophone records of folk musicians. These records preserving voices of great masters are the national property of Azerbaijani people. They played significant role in propaganda of Azerbaijani music and its recognition in the world. Within 1905 and 1906, big sound recording companies of different countries, such as Gramophone, Pathé, Sport Record, Extraphone, Nogin Factory, invited famous Azerbaijani singers to and recorded them. Jabbar Garayagdi Oğlu was the first of them. Then they recorded voices of Keçeci Oğlu Muhammad, Meşedi Muhammad Farzaliyev, Islam Abdullayev and others. Gurban Pirimov Tar and Sasha Aganizashvili Kemancha accompanied them. Gramophone records preserved us their solo instrumental performance of Mohoms. That time recording process itself was very difficult. That is why performers were required to be high professionals. All musicians showed extraordinary skills to transfer beauty and prosperity of Azerbaijani music. Next year's issue of gramophone records increased significantly. Above companies issued the catalogues with data and pictures of Azerbaijani singers and instrumentalists. This tradition persists till nowadays. Performances of Mohom singers and players are recorded with modern hardware on CD, audio and videos. They open internet sites. All this widens the audience of Mohom listeners. Number of Azerbaijani Mohom admirers increase worldwide, and representatives of Karabakh school take a great role in this process. Records of Mohoms and folk music open ways for scientific researchers. Activity of scientific research cabinet at the Azerbaijan State Conservatory, headed by Bulbul, is remarkable. Here they recorded Mohoms, tasnifs, folk songs and dances, Ashik creative works and others performed by famous singers and players. Then they interpreted the recorded material and issued it as collections. They invited many masters for recording. For instance, we could note Jabbar Garayagdi Oğlu. They recorded over 200 songs and tasnifs in his performance. Colleagues of the cabinet participated in research expeditions aimed to collect folk music. Expedition to Karabakh was especially productive. They could record very important music material. We should note that essential part of collected materials is preserved in the archive of Bulbul House Museum. Thus, Mohom, that is expression of folk ideology, folk attitude, was perfected in the creative works of professional performers, improving in performance schools. So it came across nowadays. Mohom, as a genre of Azerbaijani professional music of oral tradition, is the ground of national music culture. It lives, develops, walks around the world greatest stages, and is carefully transmitted to growing generations.